your identity, your personality is changing, right? And in some ways, that's really good. Like, think about some ways that you're different than you used to be 2 or 5 or 10 years ago, and you're proud of it. It's a really good thing. And then there are probably some ways that you've changed in the last year or maybe even 6 months that aren't so good. I had an experience at one of the summer camps that I talked about in last week's podcast episodes, and I want to share this with you. I didn't talk about it in those episodes, and I've actually been thinking about it this week. And it's kind of a funny and embarrassing experience, quite honestly, but it highlights something that I think is really important about how we change. And there's a book that I got in the mail that caused me to think about this as well. So I want to dive into all of that, how you're changing and how that's good. And you need to lean. We all need to lean more into that. And in some ways, how we're changing, and it may not be great. And we want to be aware of it. That's what I want to talk about in this episode. Let's go.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Welcome in to the Culture Hacks Podcast. I am Russ Hill. If we're not connected yet on LinkedIn, which is the social media app that I'm most active on, or Twitter, which is right, probably number two right behind it, there are links to connect with me in the show notes. Go ahead and tap on those. I'd love to be connected with you. I'd love to get a direct message from you about what you think about this episode or any episode. I'm just coming out of my 2-week off the grid period. If you haven't listened to the last episode, you might want to. I talked about why I do that. I have this habit of twice a year, I go off the grid completely for 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks, if not four, twice a year. And the why behind that, why I do that. And I'm coming out of them right now. So like, I've posted nothing on Twitter. I posted nothing on LinkedIn in the last few weeks, which is a real abnormal for me. But I'm coming out of that period, and I'd love to be connected with you on those social media platforms if you're active on them. Okay, so I had this funny experience, which I probably should not share, but I'm going to anyway. That's never held me back in this podcast over the last 3 years. I try to just be candid and real and raw, and in many ways that served me well, and in some ways I'm sure it doesn't. But who cares? Yeah, you're getting the authentic me. Okay, so, and I got to give you a little bit of background on this. And so I'll start with an experience I had several years ago. This is actually probably like a decade, more than a decade ago. And you have to understand, if we haven't met, most of us, I haven't met you, those of you who listen around the world to the podcast. So I'm like 5'10", 145 pounds. This white kid with dark hair who grew up with a high metabolism, super skinny, no athletic ability, and I, in fact, I've apologized to my kids lots of times over the years about, look, any athletic ability you have is going to be self-developed, because you got screwed in the gene pool. Through the Hill family, they're just no athletic genes. So you're not going to have any innate abilities to do any sports. You're not going to be big boned or thick. If you are, you're going to have to develop that on your own. And so that's just the Hill family genes, right? We're not super tall. We're not super short. We're just kind of average and skinny. And I grew up not playing sports, and the first time I'd been into a gym, I know I'm way abnormal in this way, but the first time I actually walked into a gym was in my 30s. Can you believe that? Like, I'd never lifted a weight, never used any fitness machines, anything growing up. It just wasn't. And I didn't feel bad about that. Like, I didn't know any different. That's just the way I was raised, right? And there's nothing good, bad, or ugly about that as far as I'm convinced. It's just, I know most guys, like 90%, 95% of guys, I think, grew up lifting weights or playing sports or going to gyms or all that sort of thing. But that wasn't how I was raised. And I'm good with that, right? That background's important because of the story I'm going to tell you, the experience I had in just the last couple of weeks. So to set that up, about a decade ago, a little over a decade ago, a guy came up to me at a church activity, actually. and a good guy. And he was making just some jokes, being sarcastic, all good intent, just being funny, actually. And he made some comment about how skinny I was, how small I was as an adult, right? This is me in my 30s. And he makes this comment about, you know, maybe you ought to go lift some weights, Russ. Like, I'm really surprised you don't try to actually get bigger. And again, his intentions were good. He was just kind of joking around. It was a totally fair observation. It didn't weigh on me, but this is going to sound really weird to most of you, but it actually stuck out to me because I thought, wait, like, he doesn't understand. I can't get bigger. This is how I was born. This is who I am. I'm not big boned. We're not thick in the Hill family. We're not big people. And I literally did not understand. This is so bad. I did not understand that, like, you could work out and actually get bigger. That, yeah, I start from a smaller frame and the Hill family does, but you can actually put on muscle mass. And I literally did not know. Like, I was watching YouTube videos in my 30s about, oh, so that's how muscles work. Like, you rip them apart by exercising, strength training, and then they build back stronger and you feed them protein. And like, I didn't know any of that stuff that guys learn at 7 years old. I was learning at 37, right? And so his comment spurred that curiosity in me. And then over time, just because of lots of different life experience, I started working out in my 30s. And just doing it, you know, here and there. And I did it more, not so much because I wanted to get bigger, because it hasn't gotten me that much bigger. But and I don't care about that really. What I care about is how I feel. And I want to be active with grandkids when those come along. I want to be active throughout my life as much as possible. I don't want to become a couch potato, and I want to be as healthy as possible, mentally, physically, emotionally, all that sort of stuff. And so I believe part of that is being active, walking, working out, whatever it is for you. I that was important to me. And so being active, how working out makes me feel is attractive to me, how it makes me feel. Okay. So I start working out. Well, fast forward and the last year, I've talked about this in some episodes over the last year, like, there are no excuses over the COVID period, right? Except for a few months when gyms were shut down. But like, my flights, as you know, if you're a regular listener, went from like 165 flights a year, my travel schedule, to like 20, okay, drastically down. And so when you look at my schedule and life, like, all the excuses for why I wouldn't go to the gym, why I wouldn't be active, why I wouldn't be in the best shape of my life, they really didn't exist. Like, there are no excuses. Like, I should be in the best shape of my life. And I actually am now, because I've had more time and I've had the ability to go and do that. And I've found it to be fun. And it's when I go to the gym, it's a chance for me to think and get away and escape. And it gives me energy for the second half of my day and all those sorts of things, which I think I've talked about a lot of them in previous episodes. So I won't go into it here. But so that's all by way of background. So here's the experience I had in the last couple of weeks. So I'm at summer camp. And keep in mind, this is like 11-year-olds, okay? And it was just a few of them and a couple of adult leaders. So we're out at Lake Powell, right? And so you're in your swimsuit and you're wakeboarding and you're in the lake and whatever. And I had a couple of these young men who have probably some vision problems. Like, they made a couple of comments about, wow, Russ, you're in shape, or you look really fit, or whatever it is, right? They made some comments. And then a couple of the adults made comments, like, they were asking me, like, hey, Russ, what's your workout routine, man? Like, you look like you've been working out. You look like you're pretty fit. And they're just making these comments, right? And if you knew me and if you saw me there, you would think that they were probably mistaken, right? I am not all that at all. Like, a total work in progress and far from. Like, most people would see me, they would not think that, okay? They would think that's just some average dude and whatever. So I am not like some, I just, you need to know, I am not somebody that, that most people would think works out a lot or has any kind of strength at all, quite honestly, because I've got that small frame. And anyway, all that. Here's the point. that is really like the first time in my life that someone's asked me about that. Like, I've never had anybody ask me, hey, like, what's your workout plan? Or how do you do that? Or what do you do with this? And like asking my perspective on that. Or I've never had anybody, even people who are, you know, in this case, maybe having vision problems, who go, hey, you're looking fit. That's never been my identity. That's never been a phrase or a description someone has given to me. I've never heard that in all my years of being alive, right? Like, I've heard being skinny, I've heard, you know, comments about whatever, but that's never I've never heard anything about working out or strength or being fit. And so my identity has changed. Granted, not in most people's eyes, but in a few people's eyes. That would never have been said of me a decade ago. And so it caused me to think about, and oh, by the way, just one quick aside. By the way, how do you think those comments made me feel? What do you think they motivated in me? To do more of it, right? To be even more fit. Because like, oh, people noticed a little bit. And yeah, it wasn't that many. And it was a side comment. But that's cool. Like, somebody can see a little bit of that. Maybe I actually should do a little bit more of that. And it won't affect me that much, right? Because I've got so many things going on in life. But it's just interesting how that kind of positive recognition, what it triggers in you. So I want you to think about all of this as it pertains to you and as it pertains to the people that you lead at work, at church, at home, wherever it might be, your family, loved ones, whomever it might be. So here are a couple of my takeaways. Number one, my identity has shifted. And by the way, so has yours in the last few years. So now, because of all this exercise and being active in the last year, now some people might describe me as, oh, he's relatively very loosely in shape, or he's active, or whatever that phrase might be. So that's shifted. Is that good for in my situation? Yeah. How long will it stay that way? I don't know. But because life's getting busier and travel's picking back up and all that sort of stuff. But that, I think that's a good way that my identity has shifted. So it caused me to think, how else has my identity shifted? How else has my personality shifted? And in some ways, it's probably really good. Like, I could probably write down, and you could probably think right now as you're listening to this episode, of two or three ways where your identity has shifted that are really good. You didn't used to be this way, or people didn't used to describe you that way. And it's really good at work, at home, wherever it might be. Your identity has shifted and it's good. And the takeaway from that is to lean into it and celebrate the progress, right? That's awesome. That's really, really good. And my identity and yours and our personalities have probably shifted in the last year or two or five in two or three ways that aren't as good. And we ought to be aware of that, not to think about it. As a spouse, as a parent, as a sibling, as a son or daughter, as a boss, as an employee, as a coworker, as a friend, there are probably a few areas where we're moving away from a part of our identity that was really good. I can think of several. And so I wanted just to talk about this in this episode. I'm going to read you a couple of quotes out of a book here in a second, but I wanted to get you thinking about this because I found a lot of value in thinking about it over the last few days. So real quick, as part of this kind of mastermind group that I'm a part of with Russell Brunson, who's just an amazing marketing mind, one of the world's brightest marketing minds, and somebody I've talked about over the years. As part of that group, they sent me a book. Gosh, maybe it's been a year ago. I don't even know. And the name of the book is Personality Isn't Permanent. The subtitle is Break Free from Self-Limiting Beliefs and Rewrite Your Story. It's by a guy named Benjamin Hardy. And I don't know Benjamin from Adam, but my understanding is that he's got quite a following on Medium, the website or the app Medium. He's a pretty prolific writer. He's written a lot of stuff, and he's a young guy, I think, but and written a lot of interesting things, I think. I just haven't crossed his path, and not somebody that I've followed over the years, just because I'm not that aware of him. But this book came to me, and I'm not recommending it because I haven't read more than a few pages. Okay, but the title of it. And the cover, which I'm holding it right now in my hand, I'm looking at it. It's in a stack of books that I've received in the last year. The title caught my attention, Personality Isn't Permanent. I want to read you just real quick, a couple of paragraphs real quick that I think you'll find interesting. Here's what he says. And this is like in the introduction, Benjamin Hardy in Personality Isn't Permanent. This is what he says. The mainstream perspective is that your personality is the real and authentic you. Your personality is innate and for the most part unchangeable. As a result, your job as a human being is to gather enough information and experience to find the right personality test in order to adequately discover your hidden personality. Once you make this all-important discovery, you are then enabled to build your entire life around that personality. This life you build may not be the one you've chosen for yourself, but it's the life you were born to live. It's the hand you were dealt. To do anything otherwise would be disastrous, painful, and delusional. And so just to break away from this real quick before I read you the real impactful paragraph, that really is today's thinking in society, isn't it? Like you figure out what your personality is. Who are you? And what is the innate you and the part of you that you're discovering? And then once you figure that out, make that massive discovery, then your job is to become aligned with that and to celebrate it and to make it big. And it's interesting. I'm going to go on and read a couple more paragraphs and that I think are the punchline. He says, Benjamin Hardy says in here, through all of this is the underlying assumption that you were born hardwired as the person you are and you cannot change that. The truth is, Benjamin writes, the truth is that virtually everyone wants to change their personality. Recent research at the University of Illinois proves this. Over 90% of people report being dissatisfied with at least some aspect of their personality, which they hope to improve for the better. Despite wanting to change, people have been led to believe they can't. Many popular schools of psychology argue that personality is innate, immutable, and fixed. The reason personality is viewed as fixed is because, as a rule, psychologists place extreme emphasis and value on the past, a core tenet of the... Anyway, I'm not going to go on. Here's the point. Our personalities can change, and in fact, they are. Your identity's changing. Mine is. Like, as small and stupid and minor and insignificant as those funny comments about my fitness level or whatever else that I got at Lake Powell, those are descriptions of me that I would have never heard 5-10 years ago. Now, there are many, many descriptions of me that are way more important to me than if I look like I'm in shape or not. That I could, I really, on a scale of 1 to 10 is way low. There are things that are way more important to me. And so it caused me to think, well, how is my personality changing? How is my identity? How is all of that changing? And in what ways is it good? How am I a better dad? How am I a better spouse? How am I a better, a better coach for my clients than I was, a better friend? In my case, I'm a spiritual person. I'm a Christian. So how am I a better disciple of Christ than I was a year ago or 2 or 5 years ago? And how am I worse? How am I weaker? How am I not showing? So how is my personality adjusting, my identity adjusting and changing in a positive way? And I think I ought to identify 2 or 3 ways, lean into it, and then look at 2 or 3 ways that it's developing or changing or adjusting in ways I'm not proud of, and be aware of that and make needed adjustments. Right. So that's what's on my mind as I'm recording this episode. And hopefully that brings some value to you. Some things I've been thinking about during this period of being off the grid, during summer camps, all the youth camps we've got going on at church. And next week I'm on the road for work again, right back flying across the United States. And so it's from off the grid to back on the grid for sure. And that's good. I've got, this is just what I'm talking about in this episode. It's just one of many things I've been thinking about during this period of being off the grid. And I yeah, it's been helpful for me. So hopefully it's helpful for you as well. Okay, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, tap that follow or subscribe button. You'll get two new episodes every week, Monday and Wednesday mornings in the U.S. We drop new episodes. I hope you're finding value in this, and hope you're healthy, hope you're doing well, and I will talk to you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. Are you getting my emails as well? Every week, I'm writing an article designed to strengthen your ability to lead others. Are you seeing these? If you're not, join the more than 5,000 people who are reading them. They've subscribed for free. Just go to russhill.me. Start getting those weekly leadership articles at russhill.me. At that site, by the way, you can also learn more about my online courses and coaching sprints if you've got interest in that as well. russhill.me.